Welcome to Press Record with Kellen Reck. This is a new podcast long-form type episode that I'm going to be posting on all the streaming platforms as video format on YouTube, and this is the very first episode. So thank you for listening, and welcome to the show. What's going on, everyone? We are here with Chris Pieta today, and we're going to talk over a bunch of different things in this this sort of podcast long form episode. But Chris has been very gracious to come join me here. And Chris is an entrepreneur. He's focused on providing accessible education and coaching to creatives who are growing their business. And that happens to be exactly what we're going to talk about today. So Chris, how's it going?
Hey, really good. Glad to be here. Pumped to talk to your audience about all things creative business. I'm open to any questions you have. So excited to get started.
Awesome, man. So tell me just a little bit, and maybe to set the scene for the audience here, a little bit about your career. How did you get to where you are now? What's kind of been the trajectory, throughout the last 10, 15, 20 years to get to where you are today?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. Ask me like 5 years ago if I thought I'd be in this position, I would say no. The past like 5 years have just like flown by, and I've experienced, I feel like, a lot of growth over these past 5 years. So I think that's a good place to start around like 2018. 2018, I'm out of college for 2 years now, graduated with a degree in chemistry, so nothing to do with the creative field at all. Went into like a typical 9-to-5, worked for like a food company doing regulatory work, wasn't really feeling it, didn't really like working for a boss, that whole thing. So my goal kind of became, hey, I'm good with the camera. I can take photos. People tell me my work is good. Let's try and make this into some sort of business, right? So my goal wasn't really to become a photographer. It was just to work for myself. And photography was what I was good at the time. So it made sense to kind of pursue that. So over the next like few years, I went down multiple different avenues, everything from like trying to sell prints at galleries, at coffee shops, working with like models for lifestyle shoots, portraits, landscape photography. And then around 2019, towards the end of 2019, I landed on product photography. And I thought that could be a good avenue because it made sense in my mind why someone would pay me for product photography, because product photographers are like working with brands. I will help the brands make money through my work. So it would make sense that they would pay me for that, right? So around 2020 now, took some online courses, read a bunch of books on how to actually start a business, make money with being a creative, and developed like this outreach system where I would reach out to brands via cold email, pitch them, and then I was trying to land brands that way. So over the course of like 10 months, I was trying to perfect this like systemized way to do this thing, because that's kind of how my brain works. Like I think that's like my chemistry degree coming into play, like problem solving and all that stuff. So tinkered around with like this system. After like 10 months of trying, I landed my first client with that. And I just quit my job right there, because I knew like if I could land one client with the system, I could land 50 or 100 more. So over the next like 2 years, really focused on that product photography company, scaled that to 4 people, and then kind of pivoted to sharing content online. So both on YouTube, Instagram, teaching people everything I knew. And from that kind of brings us to today, where I work with photographers and videographers to help them grow their businesses.
That's amazing, man. And so you made that leap from full-time work after getting one client. Is that true?
Yeah. So that was my first like product photography client that I landed using like that systemized way I was talking about. Before that, I had like some random headshot clients and like random clients from like referrals, things like that. And sure, they like paid me a few hundred bucks per shoot, but it wasn't anything sustainable. So in my head, I didn't have any like security with that. But the first client from the system proved to me that like the system worked. That was really what made me want to like go all in. Cause like I developed this thing, like had this theory and then proof that it worked. So if it worked once, it could work again. So that was where I was coming from there.
That's incredible. And that takes a lot of, kind of courage too, because I think a lot of people, and probably a lot of people who will listen to this, are in that place where they may have a job, but they know it's not what they want to do. And they want to try to get into something like photography, videography, or some other creative space, but they're afraid to make that leap. And seeing you do it, kind of building this system for yourself and then making that leap, it's not easy to do and not everyone can do it. So huge props to you for doing it. And hopefully this can be inspiring for somebody listening to also make that leap and realize that it's totally possible. And you didn't even go to school for, you know, photography, for videography. So when did that begin? Had you always sort of dabbled in it, or was it really these courses you took online that kind of kicked everything off?
Yeah, great question there. So growing up, I didn't really have a camera or anything like that. I wasn't really a creative kid. Like, I would play with Legos and like I was into like engineering and stuff like that. It wasn't until after college, it was like Black Friday 2016. There was like a camera on sale on Amazon. It was a Canon T6i. It's like a $400, $500 camera. And I bought it because I had an upcoming trip to Japan like that January.
Very cool.
And I was like, okay, I need something nice to take photos of with. So I bought this camera, went on the trip and kind of fell in love with photography there. And then moved to Chicago shortly after. So I would just spend my weekends for the next like year or two just trying to get better at photography, going out, photographing the sunrise, doing street photography, that sort of thing. And then like just through sheer repetition and volume, eventually got good at it. And yeah.
Yeah. And that's actually, I love that you said that, because I tell a lot of people and a lot of people ask me, how do you get started in a space like this? And I always say, hey, just use the camera that you have, or find, like, you don't need a crazy camera. You can get something relatively cheap online, or nowadays you can use your phone and just go out there and start creating. And who knows what that'll turn into. And that's exactly what you did, which is so cool. And I love that you kind of said that without me even needing to pull it out of you. It makes such a difference to just get out there and get started. So I want to talk a little bit about Pieta Productions, which I'm assuming is this production side of what you do. How much of your time are you spending on that right now, as opposed to your other business, which we'll talk about next, which is the Creative Biz Launch? But to keep it to Pieta Productions, you know, how much of your time is dedicated to that currently?
Yeah, so these days, very little. I think maybe 5 to 10% of my time is actually devoted to that company. Right now, I just have a handful of retainer clients from the past I've loved to work with, and we continue to do work there. So that company I scaled back rapidly. If you asked me this question a year or two ago, the answer would be completely flipped.
It's amazing how it changes.
Yeah, so we could dive into like the reasons why and all that stuff too. But right now it's only about like 10% of my time is actually spent on that company.
Okay, yeah, and we'll get into that a little bit, but I just want to quickly talk about that company. So it seems, based on kind of reviewing everything that you've got online, that was really specialized in food and beverage product photography. Is that true?
Yeah, so I was really niched down into food and beverage product photography, and like niching down is the best thing you can do when you're starting out and you're trying to land clients. So yeah, it was fully niched down into food and beverage product photography, and I worked with over like 50 different brands, like inside of that niche. So it was a really nice space to be in.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, niching down is so critical in so many different places, especially in, you know, growing social media channels or anything like that. So to hear that it works in the production space too, that's amazing. Just get really good at something specific and then you can go from there. So And before we move on to the Creative Biz Launch, I did want to just ask you, sort of, I've seen on your Instagram stories and you've kind of inferred it here when you're talking about your life story, how important do you think it is that people offer free shoots or free, basically free reels or anything like that to a client before kind of pitching their services in a monetary sense? Do you think that's a critical part of the process? Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, so I have a controversial take on free work. I love free work. I think it's the best way to start a company. But there is a very, very specific way to do it right. Because if you do it wrong, it's just going to go to waste. So when it comes to free work, if someone's just starting out inside of a niche, that's when they should work for free. So let's say I'm a portrait photographer and I've been doing it for a couple of years, but I want to transition to product photography now for whatever reason. So what I would do is I would build up a portfolio of just like whatever niche I would want to be in. So let's say food and beverage, I'd go to Whole Foods and just buy some top brands there, create a portfolio of about 20 photos. And then I would start pitching brands to work for free. So I would do, I would pitch brands saying like, hey, I've been a portrait photographer for a couple of years now. I have all this experience, but I'm transitioning to product photography. I'm getting my foot in the door. So I'm offering a couple of free shoots in exchange for a testimonial or case study. So what this does is it sets me up for long-term success, because when people say don't work for free, I think that's very short-sighted. So like, if you're going to be doing this for like a month or two, sure, don't work for free. But no one's going to be doing it for a month or two. They're hopefully going to be doing this for multiple years, right? So we do the free work early on. We get those case studies, testimonials. We put those on our website. And then we start pitching brands paid work. So when we pitch paid work, brands will see us on our website, see we've already worked with a few companies. And now they don't know if these are free shoots or not. They just see, okay, we've worked with these five different companies. And that builds so much credibility for us and allows us to charge way more than if we were just trying to start from a low rate and slowly increase it. Free work is actually better than starting low, because you can skip all like the low budget clients, which usually are ones that micromanage you. So you do a few free shoots and then you rapidly just scale up your rate to those multi-thousand dollar shoots. And you're able to do that because of those case studies you got by working for free. So that's like in a nutshell how I approach free work and what I teach my students. And I think it's the best way to actually start in a niche. Now, if you're already well established and you're just trying to land a brand as a client, that's a whole different story that we can get into if you want.
Well, I love what you're saying there. And I actually think you're transitioning us nicely here into the next part of your career. And I'll just quickly touch on that. I totally love what you're saying about free work. I think there's so much you can do there. One, you can build a portfolio. Two, you can build trust. You kind of build up credibility, as you said. And you get practice and experience too, because you're getting a chance to run through as though you were working on this big brand product shoot. You're getting to test that experience out before you're actually doing it when there's high stakes and pressure on the line. So I totally love that.
Definitely. But I want to jump in real quick
and add
one more thing to that.
Yeah.
One thing that free work also does is it shows you where there's holes in your service. So as photographers or videographers, we might think we deliver the perfect product. Like we take awesome videos, sick photos, all good. But there might be a few holes in your service offering. And you'll be surprised that people will actually reject your free work. And if people reject your free work, there's something you need to fix there. You ask them like, hey, why don't you want to do this? Can I get some feedback? I'm just trying to get started here. And most people will be willing to give you feedback as to why they reject you. Or if you complete a project and you ask for feedback, then they'll tell you things you can improve. So you can improve those when the stakes are super low. So when you're working with paid clients, you won't make those mistakes again. And you're just going to get repeat clients over and over again. So that's another big benefit of free work there.
That's massive. I totally love that. I'm glad you added that in. So let's kind of jump now to, we're moving on from Pieta Productions. Where does your career go next? Is this where Creative Biz Launch takes off? And why the transition from production work to more of this teaching kind of education space?
Yeah. So I mentioned 2019 was when I started that product photography company. And I solely focused on that through the end of 2022. Now during this time, I also started a YouTube channel. So I've always liked the idea of like maybe becoming a YouTuber. Like Casey Neistat was a huge inspiration to me to pick up a camera in the first place. So I always liked the idea of starting a YouTube channel. So in 2021, I was kind of doing this on the side, like uploading a video here and there. But what happened was people started really resonating with some of the videos. Like in the comments, people would say, hey, because of like this thing, I was able to land a client, or because of the stuff you teach on YouTube, I've been able to quit my job. And that kind of like, one, it felt really good for me. So like from a selfish point of view, like the more content I put out, the better I felt, because people were benefiting from it so much. And two, like it felt a bit better to help like people that were in my shoes versus brands. So I just enjoyed that experience as well. So from seeing like the impact my free content had, I wanted to create some sort of more structured offer. Not just like the information, but also like a systemized approach, like that system I talked about earlier that I was developing over those months. Mm-hmm. So I spent a long time just putting all this to paper, writing out what I wanted the system to be, recorded a bunch of videos, created templates, like all the stuff for this to be something effective that photographers and videographers can use to grow their own business. And I put that out in the world and end of 2022, had like a small soft launch with some students just to see if it was effective for other people. Cause like, I know it works for me, but I didn't know if it was going to work for someone else. So I still charged for that. It wasn't like a free, the free thing I was talking about earlier, but it was like a heavily discounted rate, just to see if it would help other people. And then a couple of months passed, everyone got really good results from it. So I just launched it to the world in January 2023. So that's been kind of my focus there. And like since then, we've grown out a lot. We've helped a lot of photographers and videographers grow their businesses. So it's been really cool to see that grow.
That's incredible, man. Congrats on that. That's really not a small undertaking to do that type of thing. Prior to building that, had you ever built out an offer like this, a course, a paid offer, something that you kind of run through a sales funnel in this way? Had you ever done that before, or was this the first time?
That was the first like big thing I did. I had like some digital downloads. I was selling like email templates and like proposal stuff, something like that, off of some like YouTube videos, but nothing like massive like this. So it was a lot of learning along the way, but also I was surprised how much of like the core skills I learned building the photography business translated well into this. Things like just customer experience, providing everyone with like a really highly customer experience doing that, like the onboarding process, all this stuff like translated pretty well into the education company.
That's really great. And I want to talk, I like to think about what tools people like you use to make these things happen. So what are some of the applications or tools that you use to make something like Creator Biz Launch work? Is it like a Discord group or the Notes app where you keep organized? Like what are some, what are three of the tools that you use to really run this business and make it function on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. So the Discord community, we have like a Discord community as part of it, which is great for community building. People can share their wins there, which is awesome to motivate people. There's like an accountability channel. So I teach like certain things people should be doing like daily. So you can stay accountable by posting in there, as well as just like support channels. If anyone needs clarification on anything they're going through, whether that's like parts of the program or system or like dealing with client situations, that's what the Discord is there for. The actual program is, it's like a self-paced video series plus some digital downloads that's hosted on Kajabi, and then using Google Docs for the actual digital assets there. But a lot of the time for like these kinds of things, it doesn't really matter what the software is. You really just need like one, a way to like market it. So usually email marketing or social media marketing. Two, a way for people to actually enroll. So some sort of payment processor. And then three, like once they enroll, it's the fulfillment step. So making sure that everyone in the program gets the results that they were promised. So ensuring that you're there for the support and all that stuff. So there's so many softwares out there and most of them like get the job done. I think a mistake I made early on in my like product photography business was trying to just like find all the best softwares and trying to put like a Band-Aid on an underlying issue. So if I like what I teach now is like to get everything right without having to rely on software. And then like when you're ready to scale, you start implementing like automation softwares and things like that.
Yeah. And I think that almost goes hand in hand with what we were talking about earlier about, you know, it's not about the camera you're using or how experienced you are. It's more about just getting the work done or offering free work and getting those reps in. It's the same way here. It's not about the software you're using or getting the perfect, you know, app to help you run automations for your business. It's more just kind of creating the business and making sure you're helping people get results. That's really what matters. So, you know, if people don't get too bogged down in those types of details, then they can actually get some things done, which is really great. So I want to move on slightly here to a couple sort of non-business questions. The first is going to start really broad, but what inspires you to make content? Because you're a really great content creator. Obviously, you are able to teach lessons through your content. You're able to sell your products through your content, your services. You're able to do so much. So what inspires you to basically press record on your camera every day and start making things?
Yeah, this has definitely changed from as like I've been creating content. Like right now, like I just know like the more content I put out, the more people I can help. Like my mission is to provide accessible creative business education to more people. So I share like so much free stuff on YouTube, on Instagram. So people can just like take all the free stuff I share and then start a business from there. Like you can start and grow a business and that's all you need. And then I have like Create Biz Launch. It's for people that want to move faster and like avoid the mistakes along the way. So like if you just watch the free stuff, you're going to have to like go through everything yourself and go through that like 1 to 2 year period where you're figuring things out still. The paid program is just for people that don't want to deal with those mistakes and take that 2 year period and make it 3 or 6 months. So a big part of a big reason why I put out all the free content is because most people won't join the paid program, and that's fine. I want to help more creatives out there. And by sharing this knowledge, it allows me to do that. Because when I was coming up, I didn't really have anyone like me sharing this kind of knowledge. There were a few people, but no one was really talking about like the business stuff behind photography. And I just want to like give back to the community that gave me so much, like on YouTube and on Instagram. So that's a big motivator for me. And then also like selfishly, like getting messages every day from like people saying, hey, your stuff has helped me so much to like grow my business, feels really good. And like, obviously, like I'm marketing a paid program as well. So all the organic content I share is definitely marketing towards the paid program I have. I'm not trying to hide the fact that these are all marketing materials as well. But it doesn't hurt that the marketing stuff helps a lot of people for free as well.
Yeah. And you do it so seamlessly and you do it so well. I mean, I only had just discovered your content really a couple of weeks ago and I'm totally hooked. I love it. You pop up every day on Instagram. You're consistent. It's really high quality content and it's super motivating. And that leads me actually into my next set of questions, which is really about fitness and nutrition. And you're running kind of a series, I would call it, on your Instagram right now, that is the 366 days of sweat, this year being a leap year. Talk to me about that. Where did that come from? What does it mean for people who may not have heard of that before? And just give me a little context on that.
Cool. Yeah. So that's my like sweat every day. So this year I've committed to doing some sort of like workout every single day. I think it's 30 minutes is the minimum. So every day I'm posting on Instagram with like a green check mark if I actually do it. If I miss a day this year, I'm going to post with like a red check mark.
I love
hopefully
it. Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Stay accountable.
Yeah, but fitness has always been like a really big part of my life. I think post high school, actually, all through college, I was really into like weightlifting. So I was doing like powerlifting and Olympic weightlifting. And then after college, I got really into like running and triathlons. Ended up doing like an Ironman. Wow. And these days I've like scaled back from like all the really intense stuff more to like consistency and workouts that provide more like sustainable energy. Cause I found that like if I work out in the day, I'll have more energy and that's going to help my personal life and my business grow. So like this is an investment in my business almost. Like if I have more energy, I'll be able to show up better for my work, for my students inside my program. I'm gonna just show up better in life. So that's part of it. And what really got me on this like sweat every day thing was my business coach that I work with, Dan Martell. He gives us like certain habits that we have to do every day. And one of them is a workout. So that's something that I've been doing partly because of him. He's inspired it to be every single day here. So it's been a big part of, I guess, my Instagram brand at this point, because I'm posting those things every day here.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. And every day that if I miss a workout one day and I see you post, I'm like, oh my God, I got to get out there. Chris is out there running. He's sweating. He's making it happen. And it really
does. That's a big part. Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. And it makes a difference too in your mental space when you're running a business, when you're producing content. It just makes you feel so much better. So I appreciate you doing that. It's super motivating, I'm sure, for so many more people than just myself. But
yeah, I'd love to hear that, because I do get like messages saying like, hey, because of this, like I did this workout today. So it's really cool seeing people stay accountable. They'll like message me saying like, hey, I'm going on a 3 mile run today. And it's like, great.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm sure you didn't expect to become like a fitness influencer at this point, but it's happening slowly and surely.
Yeah, we'll see.
On that note, you did talk about Dry January on your Instagram story too. And I wanted to touch on that. How was that experience? Did you do the full month?
Yeah, did the full month, still not drinking.
Nice.
Yeah, so just been really enjoying like the most like the sustained energy from that, better sleep. Like it's just, I started wearing like this, the Whoop last year, just to really track my sleep.
I got the Whoop too.
And you really see like how certain habits like affect your sleep. So I track like a bunch of stuff on there. And alcohol is like the worst one on there. So trying to cut it out as much as I can this year.
It's pretty insane how when you get the Whoop, and everyone I've talked to who has one notices that, like alcohol just destroys your sleep and really can put you in a funk. And it's amazing how when you cut it out, you're sleeping so much better. You're feeling so much better. You have that sustained energy. So I'm glad that's working for you. Anything that you didn't expect from doing dry January that suddenly you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize this was going to happen.
I don't think so. I think I've done it like every year for the past like couple of years too. And then I would go like on dry spells every now and then. Nothing I really didn't expect. A lot of times my Januaries are just like me head down on the business. So I don't really have any social gatherings or anything that I'm going to. So I guess if I was going to those situations, it would be a bit more difficult, like just having a conversation with people there. Hey, just doing dry January. So not indulging here, but not really any, nothing that was too eye-opening for me.
And how much time do you spend? Because obviously you're into fitness, you're into your health. How much time do you spend thinking about nutrition and what you're eating?
Oh yeah, this is a good one. Very little nowadays. I pretty much eat the same exact thing every single day other than dinners. So like I won't really eat until my first workout of the day. So after I work out, I'll have like a protein shake with some collagen. And that's usually around like noon. Then a couple hours later, I'll have like my lunch, which is Brian Johnson's like nutty pudding recipe. Which is just like this like super nutrient dense meal that I've started eating because mainly it just doesn't give me an afternoon crash. It's just tastes good or tastes fine, but it's consistent there. And then lastly, I'll have like a smoothie. So my girlfriend Kayla always makes smoothies every day. So she'll bring me one whenever she makes me one. So those are like my meals that I have during the day and they stay the same exact. It's like the same exact thing every day. Weekends sometimes change, but it's really nice because I don't have to think about it. And it's things that give me energy. Now, it took me a very long time to land on these like meals because I'm big on like testing different things, like seeing how different foods like affect my energy levels. So like I tracked this stuff for years and kind of like perfected this like this meal system, I guess. But then dinners, I don't really pay attention to. Like I can have like a burger, a Frigidaire, or Taco Bell, or something healthy. I don't really care too much about dinners right now because after I eat dinner, I'm just going to go on the couch and chill most nights. So I don't really care if there's like an energy dip or anything like that. As long as like I stay like under my calories that I, as long as I consume less calories than I burn, I'll be good for the day.
Yeah. And you nicely broke that down into sort of the progression of your day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. That leads me to another question that I had, which was, how does your daily schedule look like? How do you manage your time? Are you one of those guys who has a morning routine that you need to hit step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you can start working? How does it look for you? You know, what does your daily schedule typically look like?
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy to dive into that. First off, like I wouldn't really recommend replicating what I'm doing unless, it took me a long time to get to this point. So this may seem like extreme to some people. But these days, like this is going to be my weekday schedule. Weekends, shift a little bit from this, but on a weekday, I'll wake up at 6, every day. And then by like 6:15, I'm working. So I don't really have a morning routine. I'll wake up, chug a greens drink with some electrolytes, make some coffee, and then just get to work. So then I'll do 90 minutes of like sales work. So that's going to be reaching out to people, new people, following up with leads, nurturing leads, things like that. And I do sales first thing in the day because sales is like the most important thing any business owner can be doing because it generates revenue. Because without revenue, your business will fail eventually. So I make that my number one priority. At this point, it's 7:45. I'll do like a half hour break, maybe read some email newsletters or something. Journal, look at my calendar for the day. So up until this point, I haven't like looked at my to-do list or tasks or anything because I know what I'm doing first thing in the morning. So I don't have to think about it because I'm still groggy and everything. Like I'm not alert. So
have
I
you
know
had
what
your
I'm
cup
doing.
Of coffee at this point?
Yeah. I've had my first cup at this point. Yeah. So I'll look at my calendar, see what has to get done throughout the day. And then the next like 3 hours or so are devoted to like deep work. So now I'm alert, focused on my second cup of coffee, and I'm getting down into the weeds of the business. So this is going to be solving problems that come up, bottlenecks in the business that I'm working on fixing, improving Creative Biz Launch, adding course content to that, writing marketing materials, so writing scripts for my short form content, for long form content, stuff like that. So things that require critical thinking of me. at this point, it's going to be like 11:30. I'll do an hour long workout, shower, eat breakfast, that kind of thing. And then at this point, it's 1 p.m. And my days from 1 to 5:30 differ a little bit, depending if I have meetings. So today I've got a bunch of meetings. Like I had a call with my coach from 1 to 2:30. I have this podcast right now. And then I have another podcast after this, and that's going to take me to 5 p.m. If I have no meetings, then I add another hour of deep work in the session. Then I do some more sales work or just like tasks that have to get done. So just things that don't really require too much focus, but have to get done, admin, that kind of thing. 5:30, I'll have dinner with my girlfriend, Kayla. Then after that, usually don't work. But if I do, I try and be done working by 7. Then 7 to 10, I just chill. And 10 o'clock, I'm in bed.
Nice. I love that. It sounds so full and robust, but that's the life of an entrepreneur, and you're doing it well, clearly. So I love that. And I love that you get time with your girlfriend at night and everything. And so you're finding balance there, which I think is super important. So I've only got one or two quick final questions here so that we can wrap things up. I'll make it two, depending how, you know, in depth we want to go here. The first one is, what is one piece of advice that you would give to creators and kind of small business owners, entrepreneurs who are out there today that may be listening to this, that may want to kind of grow their business or start creating content or get into this space?
The biggest thing that's helped me over the years is just consistency. It's super boring advice, but it's been the most effective for me. So showing up every day and trying to improve at least a little bit that day, whether it's like posting content. If you want to get good at content, you just have to start, you record something, you hit publish, and then you try and improve from there. Get 1% better with each piece of content, like give yourself some sort of rhythm you're going to be posting on consistently, whether that's daily, three times a week, whatever it is. Consistency is really key there. And same with like anything. Like I got good at photography by consistently showing up. I got good at business by consistently hopping on sales calls, learning how to get better at those things, sending emails. Like it's just repetition after repetition is what led to my success. So showing up, being consistent about it, and focusing on the inputs rather than like the outputs. So putting in the work and kind of being divorced from like the outcome. So like if the goal is to make 100K this year, don't really focus on that. Focus on like the core actions that will lead to that. So maybe that's posting content. Maybe that's reaching out to people.
I love it. I love it. So that leads me to my final question, which is if you could pick any book that inspires you or that you love or that you would recommend. Sorry, that's my dog. He gets excited when the door opens. What would that be?
One book is really hard because there's been so many that have helped me in certain stages. I would say if I had to pick one, it would probably be Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. Phil Knight's the founder of Nike, and it walks through his story. That book kind of really opened my eyes to entrepreneurship because I didn't really grow up around entrepreneurs, didn't have any friends that were entrepreneurs. So it kind of showed me like this other side that was possible if you just consistently show up, put in the work, just experience failures, get over them, and keep showing up every single day. I've read that book like 3 or 4 times at this point. And it's a really great book at all stages of entrepreneurship, whether you're thinking about it, whether you've been doing it for a couple of years, you'll pick up something new from that book each time you read it.
I love that. I love that. And I think it's super important to do that too when we find a book like that, to go back, reread it, and see if we can find one more nugget each time. So I'm glad that you said that. But Chris, that's going to pretty much sum things up, but I do want to give you a chance to just let people know where they can find you, what your socials are, where they can find your business and all of that. So if you just want to take a minute or two there.
Yeah, definitely. I'm most active on Instagram. I'm Chris Pieta on there, P-I-E-T-A. If you end up following me from the show, just message me the word connect. I love to get to know my audience, so I'll know that you came from this episode. I'm also on every other platform as well. So if you would rather consume Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, I'm on there. My program that I work with creatives who are making 1 to 8K a month, and that's creativebizlaunch.com. So you can check that out there. But really the best place to connect with me is Instagram. Send me a message. Would love to learn more about what you do.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate you being here. And thanks everyone for listening. And we'll check you back in the next episode.